Let's now consider some of the economics behind the national and global success of Bollywood and Indian filmmaking more generally. Bollywood movies are not just popular in India, but they've also been a big export success, most of all to many other parts of Asia and also to the Middle East. And keep in mind that while although Bollywood is a kind of dominant cluster within India, there are plenty of Indian movies not made in Hindi, for instance in Bengali or Tamil. One striking feature of cinema is that it shows a lot of geographic clustering. For instance, in the United States, the center for cinema is Hollywood. It's not that most American movies are filmed in Hollywood. In fact, hardly any of them are. But you can think of Hollywood as a center for talent evaluation, project evaluation, and the finance of cinema. You can think of Hollywood, and also Bollywood, as being similar to banking centers. Just like there are major banking centers in New York, London, and Hong Kong, it seems that for cinema and the finance of cinematic projects, that tends to show a fair amount of geographic centralization as well. Why is this? Well, it could just be that a lot of the major talent needs to be together in the same city to have a lot of important face-to-face meetings. So why is it that India, and Mumbai in particular, have become centers for making and distributing movies? One key reason is simply that India has a large home market for cinematic viewing. Obviously, there are large numbers of Indians, and for many, many years now, India has been the biggest film cluster as measured by number of films made each year. It puts out many more films than, say, Hollywood does. Now, we know from the theory of international trade that countries which have large home markets are much more likely to be successes in exporting. The large home market is supporting a large domestic industry, which means making a lot of different films and experimenting with different styles, and the higher number of domestic customers when the home market is large means a lower per customer cost when making films. For more on these topics, see some of our videos in the International Trade section and on Increasing Returns, and also the video on the work of Paul Krugman. One reason why the domestic market for movies in India has been so strong is simply the slower spread of TV in India. When people do not have televisions at home, they are much more likely to want to go out and see movies. Televisions in India are now much more common than they were, say, 2 decades ago, but there's still an effect here of path dependence. That is, TV was initially somewhat slow to spread in India. That led Indians to invest in a cinematic tradition, and then there has been this active cluster for producing and evaluating cinematic projects in Mumbai, among other parts of India, and that cluster has built upon itself and remained vital. Two other reasons why India has such a vital movie-making tradition. One has to do with natural advantages in music and dance, and of course a lot of Indian movies have a great deal of music and dance. The second feature is democratic government, which has been present in India for a long time. There is some amount of censorship imposed on Indian movies, but it tends to have to do with social mores rather than politics. If you compare, say, India to China, China had many decades of quite strict communist rule, which really held their film industry in check for a long period of time. Right now, China is trying to catch up to India in movie making. We'll see how that goes. Hollywood movies are now much more popular in India than they used to be, but it's still worth asking, why is there relatively little Hollywood penetration of the Indian market? In a lot of countries, including parts of Western Europe, or say Australia and New Zealand, Hollywood movies really dominate the market, but that's never been the case in India. One factor is simply music. That is, Bollywood movies are renowned for the quite frequent use of music and songs. Along these dimensions, Hollywood movies simply can't compete. And of course, Hollywood movies are unlikely to put a lot of Indian music into the movies because that might hurt their performance in other markets, including the domestic U.S. market. It's worth noting that to a lot of American listeners, Indian music sounds somewhat strange or unfamiliar. Consistent with this observation about music, Indian movies have had a lot of their export success in parts of the Middle East where the native forms of music are in some ways microtonal, making them, in broad terms, somewhat similar to Indian music. Another reason why the Hollywood markets and Bollywood markets for movies are somewhat distinct have to do with the more conservative mores found in Bollywood movies. Hollywood movies are much more likely to have some kind of sex portrayed on the screen, whether implicitly or perhaps even explicitly. And in terms of what kind of family conflicts you see, or whether divorce is something which happens frequently, or just the general cultural context and setting, we find that on average, Indian movies and Bollywood cinema is simply much more conservative, and that gives it a greater chance of export success in some of the other more culturally conservative markets. These are fascinating topics, and they're also a lot of fun. In terms of formal research, they're actually still somewhat unexplored. You could look at this one article found online. There's my book called Creative Destruction, which has a whole chapter on the economics of cinema. It also considers Bollywood. This is another good online piece. And in general, just Google either Bollywood or economics of Bollywood to get to the latest writings on these topics.